أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، وما شاء الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم، وبه نستعين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. إن لله وإنا إليه راجعون. Our condolences first and foremost to the Imam of the time, the master of the age, as well as the leader of the Muslim Ummah, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the Iranian people, and to all of the free and oppressed people across the world. Upon the Shahadat of Sayyid Ibrahim Raisi and the Shahadat of Hussein Amir Abdullahian, the Shahadat of Sayyid Muhammad Ali Ali Hashim and their companions. And so our condolences to all of you as well upon these auspicious and noble personalities that were martyred. We have gathered here tonight to commemorate and to have a Majlis-e-Ithal-e-Sawab for all of these individuals, these shuhada of khidmat, of service to the Islamic Republic, the Islamic Revolution, and truly to Islam. Of course, it is yet another week, it is of course yet another week where we have gathered in solidarity with our Palestinian brothers and sisters who are facing this modern day genocide as the world continues to watch. And of course, we are also gathered here in solidarity with all of the student protesters across the world who have stood up in the defense of Palestine. Again, as we had said earlier on, we are also gathered here in solidarity with our Palestinian brothers and sisters. Well over 200 days where they are facing this onslaught by the Zionist regime. It is a genocide in the truest meaning of the word. It is a killing spree left and right. If you read some of the news articles that are coming out, it is truly shocking. There was one that I read today where Zionist forces end up shooting a woman who was a mother and her daughter in the back while they were running away. Of course, you have heard about the mass graves in two of the major hospitals. In one of the mass graves, 400 dead bodies were recovered, and in the other, 300 dead bodies. There were elderly people, sick people, patients, women, children that had been buried in these mass graves. Some of them still had the catheters of the injections still in their arms. So Allahu Alam how this all occurred. 80% of the total population of Palestine has been driven from their homes. They have been completely displaced. 35,700 plus people have been killed in cold blood. They have been murdered. They have been martyred. 79,000 plus people have been injured. And with these other pieces of information, 79,000 that are injured, if they go to the hospital, you know, they'll end up in mass graves. Approximately 7,000 people are completely missing. Something that we've been doing at our SEQ programs at least every single Thursday since this genocide occurred is we try to make things practical and we try to make things tangible. 7,000 people missing means that all of a sudden every single one of us, man, woman, and child, would have disappeared. And nobody would have known, and nobody still would know where every single one of us in this hall and in the hall on the women and children's side completely disappeared. 17,000 children are now unaccompanied or have been completely separated from their families. So these are 17,000 children who Nobody knows where their parents are, where their relatives are. They're in the custody of you know, probably the United Nations or somebody, and they have no idea where their relatives, where their parents, where their families are. For all practical purposes, these are 17,000 children that are orphaned. People, of course, as you know, because the genocide on the Palestinians started in the north of Gaza, so as the Zionist regime continued to move south, all of the people that were in the north of Gaza and in central Gaza eventually, you know, cramped up and jam-packed in the south of Gaza, in the Rafah area, in the city of Rafah. With the invasion of the city of Rafah, if you can imagine it on a map, 800,000 people that had come and were displaced in the city of Rafah have now been forced to flee because of the invasion. So where do these 800,000 people go? The north and central Gaza is completely destroyed. Now Rafah is being destroyed. 800,000 human beings that have nowhere to go, in a very unfortunate and dire situation. And again, the world, global powers of the world continue to support and arm and fund the Zionist regime. On the other hand, the United Nations completely handicapped, not being able to do a single thing over the last six plus months to stop this genocide, completely handicapped, again showing that the international global order is broken. With that, we continue with Dua-e Kumail. Please remember these Palestinian brothers and sisters and our brothers and sisters across the world, whether it is Yemen or Syria, Nigeria or the Philippines, Pakistan and India, Kashmir, Islamic Republic of Iran, Afghanistan, all across the Muslim world and all of our brothers and sisters across the world in general. Please remember them in your prayers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them to be able to free themselves from these chains of tyranny and oppression that they are facing. Please remember our brothers Muzammil Zaidi, Asim Naqvi, and Danyal Himani and their families in your du'as. Before we continue, there is a request for Surah Fatiha, three times Surah Ikhlas, for all of the ulama of the past, including but not limited to Imam Ruhullah Khomeini, Ayatollah Taqi Behjat, Ayatollah Qadi Tabatabai, Ayatollah Misbah Yazdi, all of the ulama of the past, of course, all of the shuhada, especially those shuhada that we are commemorating tonight, Shaheed Ibrahim Raisi and Shaheed Hussein Amir Abdullahian, Shaheed Sayyid Muhammad Ali Ali Hashim, and of course their companions, as well as Shaheed Abu Mahdi, Shaheed Haj Qasim, all of the shuhada of Islam whom have protected Islam for the generations to come, all of our marhumin and marhumat, the marhumin marhumat of the muslimin and muslimat, as well as tonight's sponsors with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. We again also gathered here in solidarity with the student protests that are occurring primarily in the United States of America, but also across all of the world. We see that these campus protests are becoming more determined in the United States of America. They are also spreading and strengthening despite an incredibly heavy crackdown by the police and governmental authorities. Approximately, it is reported that over 50% of all of the states of the United States of America now have campus protests in them. So that, mashallah, a very big deal. These campus protests, of course, even though they started in the United States of America, they have also spread to the rest of the world. The UK and France has also seen these campus protests. And recently, the largest university in Latin America has also joined these campus protests. Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Just to update some of the new faces that have joined us a little bit later on in the program, tonight we are commemorating the martyrdoms of Shaheed Ibrahim Raisi and Shaheed Hussein Amir Abdullahian, Shaheed Sayyid Ali Hashim and the companions that were with them. We are also here gathered in solidarity with our Palestinian brothers and sisters, as well as the student protesters all across the world. So we talked a little bit about Palestine in the beginning of the program. We talked about the campus protests just a few minutes ago, and my last pieces or points deal with these recent shuhada. So Shaheed Ibrahim Raisi and Shaheed Hussein Amir Abdullahian, Shaheed Sayyid Muhammad Ali Ali Hashim and their companions, they were all martyred in the line of duty. They were martyred on the front lines of fulfilling their wazifa, fulfilling their duties and their obligations. Shaheed Ibrahim Raisi, a president of the people. Shaheed Ibrahim Raisi, a man of the people. A Shaheed who was an orphan, and when he was an orphan, he sold prayer mats to make ends meet. An orphan who grew up one day to become the defender of orphans. An orphan who grew up one day to protect and defend the orphans of Palestine, a defender of the oppressed and the downtrodden in his own nation and in nations all across the world, a defender of the Palestinians, a defender of the Muslims, a defender of the Holy Quran, a defender of the Islamic Revolution, a defender of the Islamic Republic, a defender of Islam, and a defender of wilaya. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. In my last testament to Shaheed Ibrahim Raisi, before we invite our esteemed speaker, it is enough as a testament for the honor of Shaheed Ibrahim Raisi and his companions that millions attended their funeral ceremony, and millions not just overall, but millions in Tabriz, millions in the holy city of Qom, millions in Tehran, and millions in the holy city of Mashhad. It is enough as a testament to their honor that millions have mourned, whether they were related to him or not, this great loss for humanity. It is a testament to their honor that dignitaries from over 50 countries came to the Islamic Republic to attend the state funeral of Shaheed Ibrahim Raisi, and both friend and foe have sent their condolences upon the martyrdom of Shaheed Ibrahim Raisi.